Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Yo. Here you are now in tune to Key Heart Radio, a platinum for all of the ladies to air it out. Whatever's on your mind and whatever's on your chest, because the lessons that you learn can benefit the rest. So let's grow together, let's teach each other, spreading only good vibes to one another. Key Heart Radio, rocking with the best, bringing love and light to the people, nothing less. Yeah. What up, everybody? I'm excited. I haven't been live on the air in, I don't know, maybe 4 years or something like that. Well, welcome to Key Heart Radio. It's a platform for women of all colors, all backgrounds to learn, teach, and grow together. It's your host with the most. It's your host, Killer the Hun, but you could call me Key. So just call me Awesome Key. Call me Key. No doubt. We're going to make sure that we have this. I created this show so that it can be a place, a safe space for women, for us to just share our experiences, to support each other, to learn, to grow, all those wonderful things, giving off good vibes, just a nice safe space for the ladies to do what it is, you know? Soon we'll be probably interviewing some people. If you guys are tuned in on the link, I shared the link, well, I'm going to share the link in a second, to Facebook. But if you want to call in and give your take on the topic tonight that we'll be discussing, I have my special lady coming on very soon to discuss this topic with me. So the topic tonight she created is called Impatient People Finding Patience in Love. No doubt. And if you want to call in and give your take on the topic, all you got to do is hit us up at 845-277-9365. And that's 845-277-9365. And if you want to talk, you got to make sure you hit the number one. And shout out to anybody, to everybody who has supported me from the jumpstart when I created my first show, called UNB Radio, Urban Music Box Radio. I thank you guys so much. And thank you to all the new people, all the new supporters tuning in. Make sure you go and like our fan page on Facebook. It's called Key Heart Radio, spelled as is. And go follow us on Instagram. We definitely follow back at Key_Heart_Radio. And as always, what I love to do is play some dope joints, dope jams, throughout the radio, throughout the show. And check this out. We got something really, really dope. My best homie will be on very soon. Very, very, very soon. Sincere Slay, she's a soul coach. Make sure you check out her website, soulsessions.com, and that's soul spelled S-O-E-L, and it stands for Seeing Ourselves Evolve Lovingly, no doubt. I'm going to go ahead and jump into this very first song. I'm excited. It has been a while, and I've been wanting to come back on live and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And this is the best time. Everything happens the way it's supposed to. Best time to do it now. So let's see now. But if I'm going to start with some hip-hop. Nah, you know what? I'm going to start with this track right here. This shorty, her name is Juicy Fruit, and the name of the song is called Toxic, and we're going to be right back, so stay tuned.
I know our love would get too toxic. We got too bad, where we gon' stop it? You know I'm out for you, but lately I've been feeling caustic. Fucking when we fucking at that raw shit, yeah. It ain't on me without us. I don't mean feeling no more, we touch. Find out me, but you know it ain't sus. We be together until we was dust. Don't know what to do, but we can't break up. Cause we can't fall out, but don't rip my heart out. I ain't tryna hear that shit, I'm just a fall down. Stop backing in the shit, no you didn't fuck around. You such a hypocrite, we had our ups and downs. Always say I'm bitch about a bitch, found the test, now what the fuck is this? Why you try to play me like a bitch? No, I ain't playing about the dick. Mine made me smack you in your shit, why you acting like I ain't lit?
I like that joint. I was going searching for independent women, new artists and stuff. So her name is Juicy Fruit. The name of the joint is called Toxic. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Key Heart Radio. Today is our very, very first show. It is your awesome host. Call me Key. Call me Awesome Key if you're feeling fantastic today. But listen, check this out. Tonight's topic is impatient people finding patience and love. If you are interested in giving us your take on the topic, all you got to do is hit or dial 845-277-9365. Let me swallow my spit. I think I need some water. But listen, dial 845-277-9365. If you're interested in giving your take on the topic, then all you got to do is hit the number one, and that lets me know that you're ready. And you want to come live with Awesome Key tonight. Whew, Don't forget to follow us on IG at Key_Heart_Radio. And make sure you like our fan page. We do follow back, too, by the way. Don't forget to like our fan page on Facebook. There we go. There's too many F's, the F's words. It's called Key Heart Radio, spelled as is. You know what I'm saying? Thank you guys so much for taking the time to tune in. Thanks for everybody who's going to tune in even later. I have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful co-host coming on very soon to talk about the topic tonight. And then after that, we've got something super special. I mean, the beautiful co-host coming on. It's a special treat. But we even have another special treat, and we're going to be my homie. Sincere Slay, she is a soul coach. She'll be coming on to rock it out with me. She's got a great subject to discuss, to build on. And I look forward to hearing from you guys. You know what I'm saying? So I posted the link on Facebook, bada bing, bada boom. So if you don't want to call in, just click on the link. You feel me? And if you don't want to call in to give your take on a topic or what it is that Sydney and Sin are building on, or even me and my beautiful co-host, all you have to do is put your comment down. You feel me? Put your comment under the post, and I'll go ahead and read it off. I'm cool with it. And in the meantime, in between time, I'm going to keep throwing and playing some dope jams for you guys. This is amazing. It's been a very interesting year. 2020, you know what I'm saying? But check this out. I had read, I know 2020 was crazy. It was crazy for some. I think it depends on, you know, it's a matter of perspective and stuff. But I had read something that said, may the tears you cried in 2020 water the seeds you are planting in 2021, baby. You feel me? So Shout out to everybody who made it over to 2021. I know last year was very interesting year. And real quick, shout out to all of the Pisces. I have so many Pisces in my family, in my cipher, in my tribe, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to all of the Pisces. May you guys have the most beautiful of birthdays this year. You feel me? Boom, 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 boom. I think that's it. We're going to another song. I'm going to play a hip-hop joint. Excuse me. I got to make sure I drink some water on the break, but I was too busy trying to post the link, so I was multitasking to the best of my ability. But before I play this next song, I want to let you guys know, if you want to play any of your, if you want any of your music to be played on here, all you got to do is hit me up, send your music to AwesomeKey, spelled as is, AwesomeKey at yahoo.com. And we'll play a joint. And I'm looking for plenty of people, the dopest of women, to come on and share their experiences, entrepreneurs, whatever it is, mothers, let's just share, let's learn, let's grow, all of that good stuff together. That's the whole purpose of me creating a show, Key Heart Radio, platform for women of all colors, backgrounds, to learn, teach, and grow together. You feel me? No doubt. So let's go ahead and jump into this next song. Bada bing, bada boom. Let's see what time, we doing, what time. Bada boom. I'm going to play a hip-hop joint. This shorty, her name is Lee Mazin. Yo, and the name of the joint is called Walkthrough. And I think she's, like, flat. Let me go ahead. Yo, check this out. She's, I don't know if you guys, I'm a little older. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm close to 40. And I used to listen to DMX, Rough Riders and stuff. And this shorty right here, she signed to Rough Riders. So, I hope you like it. And if you have any suggestions as far as music, definitely hit me up. All right. So, I'm going to play this song, and I'll be right back. All right? Let's do it.
Come on, you know this, you fine lady. Walk in, 20 bitches hit me. They can never harm me. Man, I got an army. Hold up, hold up, bottom with just in it. Couple of them rent it. Check out how we spend it. I'm the truth now. Last year I had a hoopie with a booty. Now I pulled up in the coupe. Now you out the loop now. You said you drippy, got the sauce. I guess I got the whole motherfucking scoop now. They think shorty sweet, cause shorty hella pretty. I think that I take that shit offensive. He can't eat this pussy, left his face is pretty damn expensive. Used to eat a bunch of fish fillets, now it's sushi now. You hang with a whole bunch of snakes, but not Gucci down. Hop up on the track, the flow be wetter than some Gucci now. And I'm young with money, cash money like I'm Gucci now. I cut him off cause he was starstruck. I need a coffee in the morning when I go to chase my Starbucks. Now throw them odds up, it's amazing game to the death of me. Girl, I'm in the game, don't need no rivalry. All my girls winning, I swear we get to a bag. Gucci, YSL, Chanel, that's how I brag. They be talking shit, they see us and try back down. But no rap now, Stone Cold Smackdown. All these shoes dripping like an icicle. Get on the beat and ride that shit just like a bicycle. Hop on the track and beat that shit up just like Ike would do. Or maybe Mike would do. And yes, I'm talking about Tyson. You should move with caution like you rhyme when all that shit. These bitches not hot, I don't know why the hell y'all hype. They be broken hating, this is why I do not like them.
Right there, it's one of my favorites. That's Lee Mazin. Her name, that's her name, and the name of the joint is called Walkthrough. I love that. I love her voice. I love her cadence. You know what I'm saying? No doubt. But welcome, welcome, welcome back to Key Heart Radio. It's your host, Awesome Key, but you can call me Key. It's a feeling. Fantastic. Don't forget to check us out. Make sure you like the fan page on Facebook called Key Heart Radio. I should know that by heart. Crazy, right? So, And don't forget to follow us on IG. We follow back. It's Key_Heart_Radio. Bada bing, bada boom. Tonight's topic is impatient people finding patience and love. And I'm waiting for my beautiful host to come on. She said she was going to be on time. She has been napping so much lately. It's 9:15. I know she can. And before she brings me on, before I bring her on, looks like she left. We'll wait for her to come back. But in the meantime, in between time, I want to give you guys a heads up. Oh, there she goes. I was going to talk a bunch of smack about her before I brought her in, before I brought her on. Let me see if you guys want to give me a take on the topic. All you got to do is hit us up at 845-277-9365. And that's 845-277-9365. And make sure you hit the number one so I know you're ready to come on live. No doubt. Let's bring our co-host on.
Are you talking smack about me already?
Are you
ready?
I was trying to talk smack about you. I'm glad that you're awake. I'm glad you stayed awake. No doubt.
I did. Good job. I tried.
High five. No doubt. So this is Tori. This is my baby. Mm-hmm. She's the one who created the topic. But I kind of helped her out because I put it in her head mentally. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of created the topic myself, and then she just took the So go ahead. Let's talk about the topic. Let's talk about the topic, Tori. Impatient people finding patience and love. I'm curious what made you come up with that topic? Is it relatable?
Well, according to you, you came up with it. But no, I think it's obviously something I can speak on. I'm an impatient person, and my partner is super, super patient and also different from me in a lot of ways. So I have to, you know, create some patience here and there, and it's very much a challenge.
What type of things do you do? What are some tools that you've used, you know, to help that patience grow within your relationship with your sexy, sexy partner, by the way?
I mean, she has. But, no, I think just knowing how I feel, you know, about her, about you, really helps me to create this non-existent patience, because obviously, you know, if I'm really not invested in a person, if I'm not invested in you, if I only care halfway, then I'm not going to take the time to, you know, take a couple of deep breaths to really hear your side, to, you know, actively and healthfully communicate. That's a lot of time and energy for a person who is, you know, pretty much impatient, always on the go, always moving, you know, 10 beats ahead, to slow down and, you know, give some grace and some patience. That's a lot of energy. So in order to do that, you know, you really gotta fuck with somebody.
You gotta fuck with somebody hard.
Yeah. Mean, just can't be anybody.
I agree. Because I think we were discussing the other day that, or we had agreed that love was a conscious decision that you made, you know what I'm saying? When you've been dealing with someone, you know, and it takes a lot of understanding. It definitely takes a great deal of patience, but having empathy with the one that you love, you know, being able to see things from a perspective other than your own, which is not always the easiest thing, you know, especially when the ego comes into play.
Nope.
Not always the easiest thing to put you. Definitely, I would agree.
So,
I bet you do. I bet you do. It's not always the easy thing to put your ego to the side. So I definitely commend you because, you know, even though you always tell me that, you know, you have expressed that you don't have the same amount of patience, you have been very patient with me, you know, through many different types of processes. So I definitely appreciate that.
Oh, well, I'm glad you feel that way. No, it's definitely, like, it's a conscious effort. It's a big effort. I typically, especially with my ego, I get my way. You know, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't typically care, or am I invested in what the other party has to say, just because, like I said before, you know, I'm not invested in them. I'm not committed to them fully. So it's just kind of like I don't care about what you have to say. This is how it's going to be. And my way mm-hmm. is best, and that's how it is. But mm-hmm. now it's, you know, I do care about you. You move at a different speed than I do. It's not always. It can get a little frustrating at times, I will admit. But I have to, you know, it also comes out of respect for you, you know. So I have to respect your process and the way you process things, the way you view things, which sometimes could be totally different from how I view things. But, mm-hmm. you know, just how I would like some grace to be given to me in certain areas, I have to be able to provide that to my partner. That's only fair. That's only right. So, yeah, just making sure that I feel a certain way about a person, which I do with you. It's worth it. You know, I'm getting a lot out of the partnership and building the life. So it's like, why not slow down a little bit? And, you know, make it so it's a collaborative effort and it's not just, you know, my show, letting you know that, you know, I care and I feel a way and, you know, I want your voice to be heard just as much as mine. So.
Okay. I like it. Good words, good words. I just want to remind the people, if they're tuned in on the computer, if they want to call in and give their take on the topic, all they got to do is dial 845-277-9365, and that's 845-277-9365. And make sure you hit the number one, and that lets me know that you want to come on live. And if you just want to listen in, I appreciate everybody for taking the time out to tune in, period, taking the time out to support. Anytime that you like the fan page or follow us, it's definitely greatly appreciated. You know what I mean? And I'm just going to double back real quick. When you were talking about my way or the highway, it kind of, you still have that stance, but you always come back around. I just said that you always definitely
wow.
do. I'm just being honest, but you always take the time to come back around. And then even when you come back around, you're like, you know, you're very nice and very empathetic in the way that you're talking to me. Like, I understand your point of view. I'm not saying that I was wrong in any way, because I'm not, but I understand your perspective. That's Tori, when we're having discussions and stuff. It does make me feel, you know, like, you know, you care. You know what I'm saying? It's important to listen to your partner. You're not going to always agree with what it is that they have to say, but it's definitely a necessity for you guys to communicate, you guys to talk about things and listen. Take the time to listen, because most of the time when you're having a discussion with someone, you're not really listening to listen. You're listening to make sure you come say the right shit to come back, you know what I'm saying, at them. But you're not really taking the time out to listen to them, you know, wholeheartedly and stuff. And I had to learn that myself over the past years and stuff. Before we get into any more, I'm going to play a quick song, if that's okay with you, boss lady.
Of course, of course.
Of course it is. Of course, because I'm the boss. No, I'm just playing. But listen, so I want to make sure I say this lady's name right. It is Fouché, right?
Yeah.
Right? Fouché. I knew that. So yep. The name of the song is it's single. Do I say the AF or do I say single as fuck? How do I say that? Because I want to be cool. You know what I mean?
Well, you just said it both ways, so I think they get it now.
No doubt. So I'm going to go ahead and play this joint right here. Fouché, single as fuck. Excuse my language. And then we'll be right back. So I'm going to put... Yeah, we'll be right back. Ready? Let's get it.
I tested my patience, confronted my fears, and finally faced them. Now I can say I'm good on my own. I put in the way, man. Making a change and comfortable, but it's definitely something I've done before. Finally ready to go out and get enough of us. Cause I see feel bad for my exes, I'm living my life. And I don't see anything wrong, I'm finally moving on. Moving on, it's such a beautiful thing. Trying to prepare for the trouble I'm about to get into.
pardon the interlude, but let me introduce you to the best thing you ever got into. Not ready to settle, but practice is up with my presence so special. Expect that you might get attached. Delicate flower, aware of a power, no human, no doubt, a good time, no account for me doubling back, back.
And I don't see.
The name of that joint is called Single as Fuck. Pardon my language. Again. And the name of the artist is called Kushi. I think that is such a beautiful song. The beat, everything. I love it. I love it so much. Welcome, welcome back to Key Heart Radio. Let's do a time check because I enjoy talking. That's why I have the radio show. Welcome, welcome back to Key Heart Radio. It's your host, Awesome Key, on the mic. Today's topic is impatient people finding patience in love. I'm about to bring on my beautiful host back on. In one sec, I just want to remind you guys, if you're tuned in on a computer and you want to call in and give your take on the topic, all you got to do is dial 845-277-9365. Make sure you dial 845-277-9365. And make sure you hit the number one. That lets me know that you want to come on live. Make sure you like our fan page, Key Heart Radio, spelled as is. And follow us on Instagram. We definitely follow back. It's key_heart_radio. There we go. I talk so fast, I'll be out of breath. What's up, Tori? You back on, baby?
Hey.
No doubt. See, this, on the radio, then I can stay on 100. You know how I wake up in the morning? I can just keep that entire energy on the radio show. That's why I love it.
Yeah, hopefully you get rid of the energy, so you'll be pretty tired tonight. That is what I'm hoping for. And we can all go to bed right away. I love how you play single as fuck when we're talking about a relationship conversation. Like, are you trying to give me a hint? This is how you give me the hint.
I didn't even think about that. That is, I heard that song off of a playlist that you were playing one time. Ironically.
Oh, probably give it to me. But no, it's a dope song. Mm-hmm.
It is a dope song. Thinking. I have another joint. No doubt. I just laughed with my mouth closed and some snot came out my nose. I just had to share that.
I don't think they want to hear that, but thank you for sharing. And this is where my patience kicks in because I don't vibe that high at all. So just you, baby. Just you.
Well, hey, thank you. Okay, well, hopefully, so we're going to do the show every couple weeks. So the next 2 weeks we'll be doing another live Key Heart Radio show. And hopefully super awesome Tori will come on live with us again with a dope, dope topic. We're getting ready to bring on Sincere Slay, one of my best homies. She's a soul coach. Make sure you check out her website, soulsessions.com, and that's soul spelled S-O-E-L. And that's seeing ourselves evolve lovingly. I'll let her touch more on that topic, more not on that topic, but more on what it is that she does when she comes on. And I'm going to bid you adieu, my love.
All right, babe. Keep working.
Okay, thank you so much for jumping on. Thanks for the topic. I love you, too. Think about it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Okay. Bye, babe. Boom. Boom, boom, boom. Don't forget, you guys, if you want to call in, hit us up at 845-277-9365. And 845-277-9365. 9365. 6-5. If you got any music that you would love to get played, make sure that you send it to awesomekey@yahoo.com to see what time it is. I've got 1 minute. So check this out real quick. I just want to let you guys know that I teach 3D art classes for adults and children. And if you want to check out the 3D art that I've created, all you have to do is go to my Instagram, and that's 7keydesigns, spelled as is. Or you can go to my website, 7keydesigns.com. And you can check out my 3D artwork, and you can check out my shirts. We'll be giving a raffle, doing a raffle very soon. I'll give you guys the information before we sign off on how you guys can win a free shirt coming on. So I'm going to go ahead and bring my homie live in effect right now. What's up?
What it do, homie?
What's up? Thank you so much for coming on tonight. It's a pleasure.
Yo, man, listen, I'm so happy to be on here, yo, because let me tell you, listening to you on here brings back so many good memories. It's like you never left. The energy is on point. You and Tori are hilarious.
I appreciate that so much. I'm glad she took the time to come on. You know what I'm saying? That means a lot. I told you I was over here sweating, you know? It's been a while since I've been on. It feels like it's been a while. But it feels like it's like I haven't left is what it feels like, even though my underarms are kind of wet, though. But, you know.
Nah, man, you're doing your thing. You're doing your thing.
I appreciate it.
And you know what? I was listening to the insight that, you know, Tori was giving, like when you guys was talking about patience and stuff, man. She was hitting on all points. All points. Shout out to Tori.
No doubt. She definitely was. And one way to show somebody that you love them is taking the time out to be patient with them, no matter how difficult it is. It's very difficult to put your ego to the side. And even though, like I said, she will take the time out to let me know that she doesn't feel like she was wrong, she'll let me know if maybe her delivery was wrong. She has no problem with taking the time out to apologize to me. And that means so much because I do the same. You know, I have no problem coming back and apologizing. And it's just a reminder that it makes me feel like she cares about how I feel, you know, and that means so much to me, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, acknowledgement, you know, it takes a vulnerability, you know what I'm saying, I think, to be in the space of being able to say, like, you know, I apologize, because a lot of times people don't want to apologize because it means that either I fucked up again or I'm wrong, there's something wrong with me, you know what I'm saying, that kind of thing, you know, but if you can apologize to the one you love, you know, that's a courageous thing.
I agree. And you, when you talked about vulnerability, one time I came on in the room, and she was watching a show about vulnerability, and they were saying that vulnerability is a necessity in a relationship. It's a necessity in order for you to be happy, is you have to be able to take a chance. You have to open your heart up. You know, there are going to be situations in life, you know, that's not going to always work out the way that you desire or go the way that you, way it is. It should never stop you. Life is not to make you. The purpose of this challenge is and not to make you bitter. They're supposed to make you better, you know, and you have to be open, you know, to love and open to be free to express yourself. That's definitely another thing that's important is having the ability to express how you feel. It is very important instead of leaving your partner up in the air with them guessing what's wrong with you, what's going on in your mind. And not only that, but one of the biggest problems that occurs when that happens is people make up their own scenarios inside of their mind, which have nothing to do with what's actually going on within you. If that makes sense, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You saying that, boys, let's send out the collection plate right now. You on point with that, you know, cause you know, it's also like, you know, being able to be vulnerable with oneself. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times we go through things, we go through different kinds of traumas. We've all dealt with trauma in our life, you know, and we disconnect from ourselves. We're not even allowing ourselves to feel, you know, and not trusting that if we get in touch with those emotions that, you know, we'll be okay in the end. We don't trust that a lot of times, you know. And we're not vulnerable with ourselves. It's very hard to connect on that level with someone else, you know.
I agree 100%. You know, sometimes it's out of fear, you know, of them being hurt, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or, I don't know, just many different reasons why people are vulnerable, but it's definitely a necessity within relationship, and that vulnerability helps with patience with yourself, you know, patience with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's important, you know, patience in the relationships mm-hmm. with the ones you love, and patience within yourself, patience to be kind to yourself even when you're not feeling the best, because you're
mm-hmm.
never wrong. I tell, I've been a parent before, you know, people who mm-hmm. know me from the past, and I always used to tell the kids, you know, it's, you're never wrong for how you feel. The problem comes into play is when you project those feelings and those emotions on someone else, lashing out at people, you know, because you're afraid,
mm-hmm.
because you're afraid to be free, mm-hmm. because you're afraid to let your feelings go, because you're afraid to truly express the way that you really feel and stuff, you know? So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's interesting, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You did a good job with the topic.
That,
you know, I've been through some things. You know, 2020 was an interesting year, you know what I'm saying, for me and probably for many other people, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You ain't never lie, yo. Can I play some background music? Is that going to go through okay? Right here, right. Is that too loud?
Nah, not at all. It's good.
All right. Some background music here.
I love it. I've been wanting to do this for a while. I just wasn't sure how the levels were going. I wanted to do it on the last show, you know what I'm saying, on UMB Radio. So
yeah.
This is dope.
Yeah, Key, because, you know, you flow anyway, so you know what I'm saying? This will definitely, you know what I'm saying? Everything you say going to sound like you spitting.
I know. That's... You know, people used to say that all the time, and that's crazy. When I was just talking about how 2020 has been a crazy year, I know that you definitely wanted to maybe touch on I guess how people were getting through on a pandemic and stuff, getting through
mm-hmm.
in this pandemic, quote unquote.
Yeah, like when you're talking about, you know, 2020 being such a hard year, and it's been a year of loss in so many different ways, like. You know, in the very beginning when the whole thing first started, I was just freaked out about some things, you know what I'm saying, and really pissed off, you know, and more than anything, it was me, like, losing, you know, afraid of losing my freedom, you know, and you know, my baby broke it down for me one day that helped me out, and she was like, you know, everybody is experiencing loss on some level, you know,
yeah.
And I was like, that's a true statement, you know, everybody is experiencing loss on some level. So, you know, shouts out to, you know, mad love to everybody and many blessings to everybody who is, you know, having a hard time through this time. You know, like, what are the kinds of things that you're doing to help navigate you through this time? You know, are you just on autopilot doing the same stuff you usually do, responding the same way you're used to responding? Because these different times, you need different techniques that you need
Agreed.
To get through, you know, this time. What was you thinking when this thing first started? What was you going through?
I was going through things in my own personal life. You know, I think that I met a lot of people who said that their relationships went upside down. I think that 2020, us coming back to the house and getting out of the work field and working from home gave us the ability to kind of see, really deal with our partners, you know, things that we probably were sweeping under the carpet, we were pushing into the closet and stuff. And every, you know, 2020 gave it was kind of like an opportunity for things to kind of just come out of the closet, you know, get out of the rug, you know, come out,
mm-hmm.
just get off your chest and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So it's 2020 for other people, they saw it as a crazy year, and for other people looking at my life, it was a crazy year, but it was a beautiful year full of so much growth, because
mm-hmm.
I learned, they say that a gem cannot be polished without friction, nor a man perfected without
mm-hmm.
trials, challenges are a necessity. It depends on how you deal with those challenges, and I've honestly, 2020 made me stronger, and made me better, and made me, I see things differently, you know, I've put more time into me, you know what I'm saying? After getting out of the
mm-hmm.
relationship, getting out of my last marriage, I took the time, instead of pouring it into maybe bad habits, you know what I'm saying? Or maybe drinking
mm-hmm.
and then overindulging in things, I took the time out to sit with myself and sit with the feelings, sit with the emotions of everything that I was going through, even the scare of the pandemic, everything that I was feeling. I made sure I sat with the emotions so it doesn't come up later on down the line and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
so, like,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I've worked on some fantastic things, you know what I'm saying, and, to get my mental health together and stuff. You know what I mean? So, to me, 2020, honestly, was a great year. It was a great year of self-realization, a great year of me coming back to me and me remembering who, you know, forgive me, but who the fuck I was in the beginning. Because what it is I just kind of lost sight of me. I lost sight of my light.
Mm-hmm.
I lost sight of my beauty. I lost sight of just me. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yes, man. But you made it through pretty gracefully because, you know, you still have the capacity to love, and you're being loved, you know what I'm saying, through everything.
Definitely.
In your life on all different levels, you know what I'm saying? And you are mad strong. Anyway, you have a very strong mind. When you put your mind to something, you know, it's like this super switch that goes off.
Oh, man, I appreciate
you know
that
I'm
so
saying?
Much, DJ. Yeah, you
know,
too,
and I'd be like, yo, you be killing it, you know, and it's like what you said, it's like, yeah, there were a lot of hard times, but it's the flip side, that there's an awakening that's happening during this time as well, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People, you know, you had those people where, you know, domestic violence went up, but you had people that were making more love and making babies, you know what I'm saying? You had people that were transitioning and passing off, but there were, you know, people that were living their life to the fullest as they saw fit. People became more self-sufficient. People lost their jobs. You know, there was always the opposite thing happening, like Dolores Cannon used to talk about two different Earths, you know. And, you know, I believe your piece is in your point of focus. And so, you know, your point of focus is on all the negative things that are happening, watching the news and having conversations, low vibrational conversations with people about politics and racism and all this stuff. And I mean, it's cool to build, but when you get consumed in that, you know what I'm saying, you start to attract that type of energy and you start to, you know, feel yourself kind of like suffering because you're focused on all the illusion of lack. You know what I'm saying? And so you have those people that are suffering through the situation where it feels like on a whole nother earth is filled with like love and faithfulness and, you don't know anybody who's really passing away from this dis-ease or anything like that. So it's definitely important. The piece is in the point of focus, and, you know, that's how you create the reality. What are you focused on? And you know by what you – the reality that you're living – you know the stinking thinking you got going on in your mind, you know?
I agree. I remind myself all the time when you say that your piece is in your point of focus and stuff. And I remind myself and the people around me that what you think about, you naturally attract that same vibrational match and stuff, the same thing that you always remind me and stuff, you know what I mean? So I made sure that key, me, everything that I desired was my main focus and everything else was secondary to self.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. You know, it's very important to care for yourself through any kind of anything that feels like a crisis or anything that shares the energy of a pandemic. You know, it's good to take care of yourself like you do. You know, mind, body, and soul alignment. You know what I mean? Taking that time to meditate, cut off your phone, get away from the electronics, you know, give yourself soul food, feed yourself, nurture yourself, love on yourself, acts of self-love by feeding yourself with things that, you know, with good energy. You know, I say to people, my energy is expensive, and I don't mean in the way of, like, money-wise. I mean expensive in the way that I choose to spend it. You know, and that's one of the things that you have to be very cognizant of when dealing with this low vibrational energy that a lot of us are dealing with, is to make sure that, you know, you set your boundaries, because your energy is expensive. And not just setting your boundaries with people, but setting your boundaries with anything that can, you know, bring down your frequency, you know.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. I definitely agree. I'm over here carrying my cat around while I'm talking on the show. I look like a little. We got to do this live. You know, maybe one of these days we'll do IG live and stuff, so people can actually see it, and they can see me carrying my cat around. I normally post it while I'm carrying her, but I definitely agree with you 100%. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
No doubt.
No, you guys. I say just no doubt.
I was just gonna say that I've lost my train of thought because I'm over here holding a cat and stuff like this in my arm. But if you could just see the visual stuff, she's just laying on me and stuff like that. But I would definitely just agree with all that, with everything that you said and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I want to tell people one of the things that I've tried. I got to put you down, kitty cat. One of the tools that I tried that helps remind me and helps me regain my focus is meditating. I've been doing it consistently since September. You can always make a million excuses on why you can't do this and can't do that and stuff like that, but when man desires a thing, he'll do almost anything to obtain that. So if it's something that you really want, and I wanted to feel better about myself, I wanted to feel better about life, and I wanted to learn how to deal with my emotions. So I started meditating. I started very small, 7 minutes out of the day and stuff like that, and I got up to, right now I'm at an hour, but the whole purpose is it doesn't matter the amount that you do. What matters is the consistency in the act. And I've noticed that meditating, just breathing, you know, conscious breathing, always reminds me, it brings me back to the present moment, which is all that exists, the here and now. There's the only thing that exists is right now, and that's it. Tomorrow no longer exists. 5 minutes ago no longer exists. The beginning of the show, 9 o'clock when it started, is no longer, it's just history. You know what I'm saying? So it's unnecessary to consistently dwell on something like that. And not only that, it takes away from the energy, because if you want to make any changes in life, the only power that you have is in the here and now. You don't have any power in tomorrow. You don't have any power in the past. You have power in right now. So when I used to fall into my emotional times and stuff, emotional moments, I would always bring myself back by conscious breathing, taking deep breaths. Lots of deep breaths. Every time that I went back to my breath, I came back to the here and now, and it reminded me at the moment everything is okay. It wasn't to say that, for me not to feel those feelings, because you got to feel what you're feeling, you know. You feel what you're feeling, you just don't dwell in it, you know. Your peace is in your point of focus and stuff. So feel those feelings, just like in meditation. You feel those feelings and you just kind of let them ride out and stuff, and you don't just linger in them, you don't sit in them, you don't soak in them, but you just feel them and just, you know, feel it, accept, because you're never wrong for the way that you feel, and you always remind me about that. You're never wrong for the way that you feel, you know. So feel it, feel it, and then move forward.
Absolutely, feel it with intention. Yeah, right. Feel it with intention.
Yeah, definitely.
Feel it with intention. You know, and you inspired to me to do meditation, stillness meditation, which is so crazy because, you know, say this is the kind of stuff I teach, like, you know. meditation and visualizing all this stuff. But for me, you know, it's always like moving meditation, you know what I'm saying? So I use those times that bring me back to the present moment that doesn't have me having these low vibrational thoughts. And it could be something as simple as cleaning the cat litter. Be like, I'm removing the shit out the
right.
litter, I'm moving the shit out my life, you know what I'm saying?
I can dig that.
You know, if I'm washing dishes, to me, it's a form of meditation. When I'm driving, a form of meditation. But you have got me now where I am, like, you know, during the day, I'm, like, actually just being still, focused on my breath or a particular humming sound in the room. And, you know, I use that time to actually emanate love. Sending out prayers, you know what I'm saying? And then affirming for myself, affirmations, doing all of this stuff in my mind, like telepathically, like in my soul kind of thing, you know? And I've been doing that, and I've been feeling a difference, and I've just been doing it for like 3 days in that way, you know? And so thank you for being the inspiration, you know, you know, because it helps.
It definitely does. I'm very thankful that I could serve as an inspiration. I truly believe all inspiration comes from the creator, comes from source, you know, and source, he or she, or just uses everything in the creation to talk to us and to guide us, to inspire us in many different ways and stuff. So I'm very thankful that I could have been used as that kind of vessel, you know what I'm saying? So, but everything,
of course,
comes from the source. It definitely makes a difference. I was just telling my friend the other day, just today, I was telling her, she's like, well, meditating is so difficult because my mind is going everywhere. I said, your mind is going to always go everywhere, you know? Meditation teaches you, after anything done consistently over a matter of time, becomes a habit. And what it does is it teaches you it teaches you to just kind of calm your thoughts down a little bit so you can see things a little clearer, you know, and you can really get that inspiration and stuff. But I told her, I said, you know, you don't even have to do it for a long period of time. I said, like I said, the consistency is key. So I told her, if you just start off with 3 breaths every day, you're going to see a difference. I said, I promise you. I said, when you start breathing, I said, do your three breaths. And within those three breaths, make sure you're paying attention. Because a lot of times tension builds up in your jaw. It builds up in your shoulders and stuff. So when you're breathing, pay attention, you know, to the fact that you feel that in your jaw and see if you feel it in your jaws. And if you do, make sure you take the time to relax, because that causes tension, stress, causes dis-ease, dis-heart, discomfort of the soul and stuff, you know. So it eventually will affect the inside. You know what I'm saying? So, but just three breaths per day, you know, just starting off, I think is a beautiful thing, you know, and it'll make a huge difference, because it'll give you, you know, you'll start to recognize yourself. You'll be able to feel yourself and feel your body more, because your body, it will talk to you. It'll tell you what it needs. It'll tell you when something's wrong. You just have to be in tune and hear, present enough to hear it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. That's like, you know, when I, you know, have people do now, I call them now meditations, really for you to be present in the body, where you were going from your feet, you know, you could go from your feet or from your crown down to your feet, but like, you know, focusing on the top of your head, and you can start to feel the top of your head tingle. Just basically being present in your body and different parts of the body that you're focusing on, you actually start to feel come alive. So you start to actually feel as though you are in your body. You know what I'm saying? It's like you close your eyes, like you're not thinking about your body right now. If you're maybe you're moving your hands, you know that you're touching your hands. And you close your eyes and you start just put the focus on your knees. All of a sudden, you feel your knees come to life. You know, and just, you know, a reminder of being in the body. But yeah, what you were saying is real.
Yeah, so definitely is. She's over here scratching. Crazy cat. This is good stuff. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how you want to go. You know what I'm saying? I know you want to definitely give you a space and your time for you to do your sincere moment. I don't know how you want to, when you want to actually do that and stuff.
Man, I'm just going to drop off, you know, by saying, you know, in this quick little sincere moment, I'm just going to, you know, say a couple of things about, you know, going through this pandemic, that we don't forget the children. We spend a lot of time protecting our children by putting masks on them, but we don't, you know, spend the time to find out what's going on with our children emotionally and mentally through this time, you know, that we forget about them. We're just protecting them, you know, great intentions, but find out what's going on with them. Ask them how they're feeling. Ask them, you know, how are they viewing the world right now? What are their greatest fears? You know, do they still have hope in the future? You know, like, have these in-depth conversations with your children and nurture them and love them as much as possible and be empathetic, you know, because they're going through this too, and it's not easy for them. If it ain't easy for us, then you know it really ain't easy for them. So, you know, that's my sincere moment. It's like, you know, give love to the children right now, also while giving love to yourself.
Agree. We definitely forget about them in the process. Forget about them, the fact that they are humans, you know, and that they have emotions, so.
Definitely. Mhm. Mhm. What's your keynote, Shotty?
Oh, getting down with the keynotes. You guys, check this out. I'm gonna try to do a keynote per week on my 7 key coaching page. Tonight's keynote is just consistency. I was always taught in Islam, it is best for you to know one verse out of the entire Quran and to live it to the fullest, rather than you know the entire Quran and don't do anything about it and don't use it, don't incorporate it into your life. So that taught me that consistency is key. It matters not the amount that you do. It never matters the amount that you do. What matters is the fact that you're consistency in the act, and that's all that. Consistency is key to, what do you call it? It's key to success. It's key to accomplishing anything that you desire and stuff. You know what I'm saying? And it's not always an easy thing to do, but it's honestly just a matter of willpower. You have to just decide to do a thing and honestly stand through it. Stick to it. Show up for yourself enough that you stick to it and you stand by it and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to remind you guys that, it doesn't matter the amount that you do. What matters is the consistency in the act. You're doing it on a consistent base, you know? And it says that it doesn't matter how many steps you take, whether they're big or small. Every step that you take is a step closer to your dream, to what it is that you desire and stuff. So, you know, you can do it. If I can do it, you guys can do it too. So I'm going to leave it at that. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. I love that quote, yo. I love that quote. I love that. I love that quote so much.
I do too. It's a great reminder, you know, definitely that what matters most is your heart. You know what I'm saying? I don't look like a quote unquote typical Muslim, but in Islam, what matters most is your heart. It's how you treat people, mm-hmm. how you treat yourself, the kindness, mm-hmm. What you do for your fellow neighbors, no matter what they are, Christian, Muslim, Jews. It matters not. You're supposed to be kind to all people at the core, you know? Islam at its core is about
right.
being kind to the world. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Simple jewels. I love these little hip-hop jams and stuff. I do want to let everybody know real quick that I'm going to do a raffle, and the raffle is going to close out on March 27th. How it's going to work is the first 25 people to like the IG page, and that's Key_Heart_Radio. The first 25 people, your name will be thrown into a raffle. And whoever wins, whatever name we pull out, I'll send you guys a free shirt. And these shirts have my original designs on them. If you want to check out what they look like, all you have to do is go to 7keydesigns.com. And you can check out all of those bad boys. And I'm on Etsy as well, selling artwork. But we'll worry about the t-shirts. So if you want to get one of those free t-shirts, all you have to do is take the time out to follow us on IG, the first 25 people. And if we get to 25 people before March 27th, then I'll go ahead and do the raffle. And you get a brand new free shirt, custom made, original designs by Key. And one more thing before I sign off, remind you guys that I'm through Zoom classes, awesome 3D art classes for children and for adults. And I'm going to do it 1 to 2 times out of the month. All you have to do is follow my page on IG, 7keydesigns, in order for you guys to stay up to date on when we're going to actually do the Zoom classes. And they're online, so it's super easy, super, super, super easy. And for a limited time, it's only $10. So make sure you guys go and check out the 3D art if you had any children, or if you yourself. You know, there's no age limit to adults. But for the children, we're going to do ages 9 to 13 years old. But as far as adults, you're never too young to learn anything. You know what I'm saying? So come on and just have fun. And for the adults, you can sip on whatever you want to sip on. You can smoke while you're doing it, however you want to do it, because it's just for the adults. And I want to say thank you so much for everybody who's taking the time out to tune in to us. And we look forward to talking to you guys next week. Not next week. I'm sorry. 2 weeks from now.
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
2 weeks. 2 weeks from now. I was trying to get that date, you know what I'm saying? But the calendar, I want to say, I think it's the 14th. That'll probably be the next show. But we'll be posting between Tori and I. We're on the internet, social media. So we'll definitely be sharing that stuff and letting you guys know real soon when the next radio show will be. And then that's it. We're going to sign off for the rest of the night.
Word, Joe. It's been awesome kicking it. Till the next time, right?
Definitely. No doubt. I was going to put, let me see, I think I might sign off with a song. I think I want to actually, just in case people didn't get a chance to hear that Fouché Single As Fuck song, I would love to go ahead and just ride out to it at the end, you know, end it out with that.
Word.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. You know what? Matter of fact, we'll do one of my favorites. I changed my mind. I'm sorry. We're going to do Girl Like Me with Jasmine Sullivan featuring her. That'd be a good one.
Yeah.
And then we'll save Single As Fuck for the next time around, because I definitely love that song. That's exactly. So thank you guys for tuning in. We appreciate you guys so much. Thank you, Sin, so much. It was a pleasure, and I look forward to
thank
building
you.
With you
thank
on the next
you.
Show.
Word. Thank
good
you,
night,
y'all.
Everybody.
Peace out.
Profile on Tinder since you left me to be with her. The thing that means I'm getting desperate. Wish I could return to sender, but you don't love me no more. And I don't even know what for. Knew it was real when you blocked me. Now I sit at home judging my body. Wonder what I did to lose it. Why in the hell you think choosing? Why you don't love me no more? Yeah. And I don't even know what for. None. should look like a stripper. Wearing fashion over dresses. All the dudes be so pressed and impressed. What if you leave me with no choice? Oh, I can't do this good girl shit no more. You're dead to me.